Past 10, The Archers.
Have you got time for coffee before you go down to the ball?
Oh, yes, thanks. I mustn't be late, though. I said I'd do the bottling up.
I expect Sid'll need lots of help while Kathy's away.
But she's not going till Friday. Anyway, she hasn't been doing that much at the bull.
Oh, I suppose she's busy with her own job.
Sid doesn't seem to mind.
Still, it's nice when husband and wife can work together. I'm glad I'll be able to give your father some help with this riding project.
Are you?
Yes. And you're going to help too, aren't you? It'll be a real family enterprise.
Yes. It's no use, Mum.
I think it's going to be very popular.
Not the riding. It's no use you keep giving these party political broadcasts on behalf of a united Aldridge family.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You won't change my mind. I'm still going to tell Roger I don't want to see him anymore.
Oh, darling, I wish you'd reconsider. He's come back into your life after all these years.
So he won't leave much of a hole when he goes again.
It seems so cruel.
Crueler than him deserting us?
Well, you know he's sorry. Why not see him away from the farm so it won't upset Brian?
No, my mind's made up. He's coming to the bull this lunchtime, and that'll be the end of it.
Oh. Hello, darling. Do you want some coffee?
Oh, yes, please. Cold in that lambing shed.
How's it going?
Oh, I think we're over the worst.
Right, here we are, darling. Would you like a donut?
Oh, yeah, if you've got one.
You forgot to take your pills this morning, didn't you?
Oh, Lord, did I?
Dad, you really must be more careful.
He's got a lot on his mind with the lambing. And the course builder's coming again this afternoon, isn't he?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. I've quite forgotten.
Well, I'll go and get them for you.
No, no, it's all right. I'll go.
It's okay. I've lost the use of my legs. I'll bring them down so you can watch me take them. Honestly, the way you women fuss.
Well done, Mum. Very subtle.
Oh, he loves it, really. You see, he's quite happy now.
Maybe that's because I told him I wasn't going to see Roger again.
Oh, Debbie, you didn't.
It was upsetting him. You said yourself he's much happier now.
But if you change your mind...
I'm not going to. I'll tell Roger this lunchtime, and then we really will be a family again. Isn't that what you want?
Sit. Sit. That's it, Jet. That's a good dog.
What a handsome animal. I don't think I've ever seen an all-black sheepdog.
It is unusual. Just a minute. I'll put him back on his chain.
Now, don't let me interrupt you.
Oh, I think he's had enough for today. Haven't you, Jet?
I just wondered if you might be free to come out to the church this afternoon. I'd just like to run through the suggestions we're going to put forward to the architect about the ramp and the lavatory.
Yes, of course. Though I imagine he'll have his own ideas.
Well, Robin asked me if I'd contact him to make a start on the plans because he's so busy.
Have you asked Uncle Tom to come?
No. Do you think I should?
He is a church warden.
Yes, but, well, I do hope he's not going to be obstructive about it.
He can see the sense of the ramp. Now Prue's in a wheelchair.
What about the lavatory, though? I know some people find the idea rather distasteful.
I'm more worried about how we're going to pay for it.
We could discuss fundraising this afternoon.
Bert's going to give us the money he made with his pantomime.
Was that much?
£120. He'll be very pleased.
That might cover the cost of the ramp.
Especially if we can persuade Jason to do it at cost. But, of course, the loo's going to be much more expensive.
What a pity Mrs. Snell decided to give the rainforests priority.
I don't think she's going to save many trees. She didn't make anything at all.
I know her audience wasn't
large. The cast are refusing to pay for the hire of their costumes, so that's wiped her profits out.
It's very uncharitable of me to say so,
but it serves her right. Yes, that's what I think.
Ah, morning, Jill. Marjorie.
Morning.
Oh, Tom, how fortunate. I was going to ask you to join me and Jill at the church this afternoon.
Well, I'm glad you agree that something should be done.
We're trying to get things organised as quickly as we can.
Can't be quick enough as far as I'm concerned.
I didn't realise you were so enthusiastic about the project. I must say, I'm agreeably surprised.
Enthusiastic? I think it's a disgrace.
I thought you were keen on the ramp.
Ramp? I ain't talking about the ramp.
Is it the lavatory you object to? I mean, I'm sure the older members of our congregation will find it a great convenience.
It'd be more convenient if they could worship in their own church. It'd be more convenient still if they didn't have to stand 20 minutes in the cold.
Oh, dear. Did something go wrong with a minibus?
Mrs. Potter missed it. She stood there waiting for 20 minutes. It's a wonder I ain't gone down with a pneumonia.
That's unfortunate, of course, but the driver is working to a schedule.
Oh, is he? Then how come he took us that did catch it to the wrong church?
He didn't.
He did. All the way to Edgeley. By the time we got there, there wasn't much point in going on to Penny Asset.
I thought the congregation was rather sparse.
You got there all right.
Naturally. I feel we should support Robin wherever he's preaching.
He won't have much support if things carries on like this.
Sorry about that. I just had to finish in the ploughman.
That's all right. I've been having a very interesting chat with Sid. He's changed.
Has he? Look,
I can't see the Sid I knew agreeing to separate holidays.
Well, she booked it before they got back together.
The old Sid would have expected her to unbook it.
He knows he's got to change to make things work.
Wise man. Perhaps if I'd realised that, I'd still be with your mother.
I don't think so. Mum's changed a lot too, you know.
For the better, whereas I... What have I got to show for all those years? Another failed marriage.
It's never too late to learn.
Easy to say that when you're in your 20s. Still, you're right. I have learned something.
I'm glad. The thing is...
I've learned how wrong I was to let you go.
I'm glad you think I'm worth the effort now, but
No, it isn't just that. Seeing your mother again. Being accepted into your family.
Roger, I don't want to see you anymore.
What?
It's too unsettling. It isn't doing anyone any good.
But I was... Just telling you, it's meant so much to me.
I'm sorry about that, but you really aren't my responsibility. Brian is.
Ah, it's his idea, is
it? No, it's mine. Well, after that ghastly dinner party...
Your mother seemed to enjoy it.
I'm sorry about this. I'm not doing it lightly. I've enjoyed your company.
I'm glad of that, at least.
But Brian is my father now, and Home Farm is my home, and...
I needn't come there. We could see each other away from the house.
No, it just isn't working. I'm sorry.
Point of shoulders, Debbie, please. Oh, sorry, I might jump in the queue.
It's all right. I'm going.
Straight away?
I thought that was what you wanted.
Well, no...
Goodbye, Debbie. It was good to see you again.
Oh.
Well, sorry, love. Was I interrupting somewhat?
Oh, no. It's probably a good thing you came when you did. Pint of Shires, was it?
Yes, please. It usually sticks to halves. Oh, but the morning I've had, well...
Oh, I know the feeling.
You just can't make some people see reason, can you?
No, you can't.
This minibus just ain't working.
Which minibus?
The one that's supposed to take us to church.
Oh, dear, did it break down?
No, but that'll be the next thing. I wish I'd have a crash on them icy roads.
Couldn't you just stay at home?
I never misses my communion except when I'm ill.
Well, you could do it yourself. Here we are. One pint.
Thank you. Now then, let's have a look. Oh, no, that wouldn't be right, would it? Do you mind a lot of change?
No, whatever you've got. Well, perhaps not a communion service, but you know what the Bible says. Where two or three are gathered together in my name. Doesn't say anything about a vicar.
No, it's real to hear a young girl quoting the Bible these days. Ah, it makes a very nice change.
Oh, I've been very well brought up by all my parents.
I'm sorry to arrive unannounced like this.
That's all right. Glad you feel you can drop in.
But I can't, can I?
Oh, Debbie told you then. I did try to make her change her mind.
She's a very determined young lady. Look, these are the books for Adam I promised him.
Oh.
They're on Third World Farming and stuff. You'd better have them now, as I won't be seeing you again.
Oh, that was kind of you to remember. You must be so upset.
I got them in the car. I was hoping to come round for a cup of tea with you and Brian, but...
Roger, I'm so sorry.
I suppose it serves me right.
Oh, don't say that.
It does, though, doesn't it? I can't make up for all those years of silence.
But you were trying to. It seems unfair. I really have tried to make Debbie change her mind.
I'm sure you have. It's been special seeing you again, too.
Has it?
Roger, what are you doing here?
Debbie, Rod has been kind enough to bring some books round for Adam.
Don't worry, it's positively my last appearance.
Really?
It was very thoughtful.
And to say goodbye properly, I'm sorry I was a bit wrapped in the pub.
That's all right.
I won't pretend I'm finding this easy, but it's your decision, and I respect it.
Darling, how's the course builder?
Oh, it's you.
It's all right, Brian. I'm just going.
I didn't realise you were here.
No?
Roger's just brought some books round for Adam. Isn't that kind?
Very.
It's all right, Brian. It was just an excuse, actually. I've come to say goodbye.
You have?
I told you I was going to tell Roger I thought it was better if we didn't see each other again.
And I agree with her.
You do?
I'm afraid I'm a very selfish person. I wanted to see Debbie so much.
After all these years?
Yes, after all these years. So, that was all I did think about. I didn't consider the consequences. The disruption to your life.
Oh, you haven't disrupted it.
Very kind of you, Jennifer, but I know I have, and it's time I stopped. Goodbye, Debbie. Thank you for letting me see what a splendid daughter I have. And thank you, Brian. And Jennifer, for sharing her with me. Goodbye.
He's certainly got the gift of the gab.
Brian, how can you? You can see how upset he was.
He said it himself, Mum. It's all his own doing.
Are you all right, Debbie?
Yeah, I'm fine. Look, are you waiting round for this course jumps bloke?
Well, might as well now I'm here.
Well, why don't you go through the plans with me and then I can come out with you.
Okay. Any chance of a cup of tea, Jenny?
What? Oh, yes. You go into the office and I'll bring it through.
Are you going to have any water jumps?
Well, some of the hedges have got a ditch, of course, but if you've got any ideas...
Oh.
Jennifer.
Roger, did you forget something?
I can't do it. I can't get in that car and drive away from you both forever. I thought I could, but I can't.
Oh, Roger.
There must be a way. We must find a way.
Yes, but...
Look, I know you can't talk now, and I shall really look a fool if Debbie and Brian come back after that great speech I made. When can I see you? Tomorrow?
That might be difficult.
Wednesday, then, lunch? Something like that? Please, Jennifer. Please say you'll come.
Well, all right, Roy, but you make sure you wait for Brenda at the bus stop. And don't forget the pot. Oh, honestly, that brother of yours.
I don't mind if he does forget. He'll only spoil things.
No, he won't. Nothing's going to spoil your birthday.
I've had tons of cards, haven't I?
You have. And you might get some more this afternoon.
They'll all go mad when they see what I've got.
Glad you like it.
A real camera, not one of those baby things. Must have cost a lot of money.
Well, never you mind about that. Anyway, you didn't have much for Christmas.
I wish Dad would hurry up. I want to show him all my cards.
Well, if he isn't back from the milk round soon, you really will have to get off to school.
He will come to my party, won't he?
Of course he will. He's got all sorts of games lined up.
But he's going to see that doctor.
Oh, that's this morning. We'll be back in plenty of time.
He will come back.
Of course he will.
Only some of the kids at school said...
What?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
What do they say? Come on, love, out with it.
He's going to see a psychiatrist.
Well, that's only a special sort of doctor who helps people if they've been, well, a bit down, like your dad has.
But he's better now.
He's getting better. There's nothing for you to worry about.
They said that kind of doctor shuts you up in the loony bin.
What? Who said that? I'll be down to that school.
Where is she then? Where's my great big grown-up girl then, huh?
Dad!
Oh, happy birthday, love. Oh, happy birthday.
Look at all the cards I've got.
Hmm?
And it's a Brill camera, thank you.
Oh, well, now, oh, I might just have another little something for you.
What, where?
Oh, my.
Where did I put it? Yep, here we are.
What is it?
Open it and find out. You all right, love?
Oh, yeah, fine. Look, I've been thinking. I mean, really no need for you to come with me.
No, I want to. And it's all arranged. Clary's minding the shop.
Oh, Dad, it's ice, thanks. Can I take it to school?
Well, you know you're not supposed to wear jewellery.
No one would see it under my jumper. Oh, Mum, please.
Oh, go on, love, let her just this once.
All right, then, but don't lose it.
Oh, it's got writing on it. I didn't see.
Well, it's just your name. I got it engraved.
My name on a little heart. Cool. Thanks, Dad.
Now, you better be getting off to school now or you'll miss the bus.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait to show it to everybody. They'll all want one. Bye, Dad. Bye, Mum.
Bye, love.
Bye, Brenda. It's nice to see her happy.
Yeah, it is. But how are you?
Oh, I can't pretend I'm looking forward to this. But... I feel so much better.
Well, you've got to go now. Matthew's arranged it for you.
Yeah, but, I mean, what's he going to do? I mean, I've got the tablets.
Well, just talk to you, I suppose.
Yeah. I'm not going to start asking me things about me childhood, stuff like that, is he?
Well, I shouldn't think so. I'm sure it'll be all right.
I wish it weren't today. I mean, not with Brenda's party and everything.
It'll be all right. You'll be there for her, and that's all that matters.
I think that's all the messages. Oh, no, Len Roberts wants to come and see you.
And what's that about? As if I couldn't guess.
He still says he'd like to be at the farm by Lady Day.
Hmm? Really can't promise that.
Says he hasn't been the same since his wife died.
It's very short notice. He'll have to hang on till I've decided what to do with it.
Do you want me to tell him that?
Oh, I suppose I'd better speak to him myself. He can go as soon as I've made alternative arrangements.
You don't want to take the farm in hand, then? Farm it along with the rest?
No, I don't. Well, it'd probably mean taking on another man or investing in new machinery. I just can't afford it the way things are.
You're thinking of selling?
Not necessarily. Ideally, I'd be looking for another tenant, at least until the...
Morning, Cindy.
Elizabeth. What a pleasant surprise.
That's code, isn't it, Susan? He really means, what the hell are you doing interrupting me at work?
We haven't really got started yet.
But we do have a lot to get through.
I won't be long, honestly. But I just had to show you these.
Oh, are those your holiday snaps?
Yes, they're priceless.
Grouse, moors, sheep. Watch out, it's David Bailey.
I'd love to see what your estate looks like. Oh, that is if you don't mind.
I shouldn't get too excited. No castles, no lofts.
I got quite excited over this one.
Elizabeth, you told me you'd finished the film.
I thought I had. I had to hide it from Mum and Dad pretty quick to spare their blushes.
Oh, would anyone like some coffee?
You're embarrassing Susan. Better show her or she'll think the worst.
Brace yourself, Susan. Get a load of those muscles.
Elizabeth.
Oh, it's very good of you. Is that a real four-poster bed?
Yes. Not mine, I hasten to add.
That was when we were staying with the Campbells.
It's as well to beware of their hospitality.
This is their castle.
Oh, isn't it romantic?
And here's Cameron's shooting lodge.
Which isn't.
He's so modest.
A moor and a lodge isn't that remarkable in Scotland, you know. My real estate is here.
And you want to get on with running it. All right, I'm going. You haven't decided what to do about Red House Farm yet, have you?
Oh, we were just talking about that.
No. Why?
Because David and Dad keep asking me.
They'd be interested in a tenancy.
Oh, you'd have to ask them for the details. I wish you would. Then perhaps they'd leave me alone.
It doesn't adjoin your land, does it?
I don't know.
Oh, not quite. I looked it up on the map.
Perhaps I'd better take a look at it myself. Before I finally make up my mind.
Well, I'm sure Len Roberts would appreciate you going to see him personally. Look, I'll just get that coffee, shall I? Would you like one, Elizabeth?
Yes, please.
Oh, won't be a tick, then.
Shall I come with you?
Where?
See Len Roberts.
I thought the subject bored you.
It does. You don't.
She never showed you a nude photograph of Cameron Fraser.
His bottom half was under the bedclothes. But I got an eye full of his muscles.
What a laugh.
So, how'd you like being a shopkeeper then?
I've really enjoyed myself, actually.
Maybe Betty might ask you again if Martha keeps letting her down.
Oh, we could do with the money. The form's come today for Joe's fine if we want to pay it off by instalment.
Is it complicated?
All them forms are, aren't they? Oh, Joe's supposed to declare his savings for a start.
Well, has he got any?
He's got his coffin money, but he says that don't count.
I think it does.
So do I. The worst thing is we're supposed to tell them how much we think we can pay each month.
Well, isn't that better than them telling you?
They will if we don't say something reasonable.
And what does Joe say?
A fiver.
Can't Eddie talk some sense into it?
All Eddie can think about is John Peel. He wants to ring him up.
Whatever for?
He gave him these tapes Christmas and he ain't heard nothing back.
I'm not surprised. I mean, no offence, Clary, but... Oh, hello, Betty.
Hi. Everything been all right?
Fine. How about you? How'd you get on?
Oh, well, wasn't as bad as I thought. He was a really nice man.
Oh, did you see him too?
Well, Matthew Thorogood suggested I went in with him. He thought Mike might be a bit reluctant to talk.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
Yeah, it was a bit sticky at first. He needed to take a family history, you see. Well, you can imagine how Mike reacted when he asked if any of his relatives had suffered from mental illness.
I suppose he needs to know.
But then he just let Mike talk. Well, I had to prompt him a bit. You know, about all that had happened to him.
He has been through a lot. It'd be enough to depress anyone.
Well, that's exactly what the psychiatrist said. And I think that cheered Mike up. You know, someone taking him seriously. Not thinking he was balmy to react the way he did.
Does he have to keep on seeing him?
Not for a few weeks, but he's arranging for us to be visited by a CPN.
Whatever's that?
Community psychiatric nurse. But he's very nice too, apparently.
He?
Yeah. I'm glad it's a man, because I can see Mike's not keen on it.
Oh, so when does he have to see him?
Well, he wanted to arrange it quite quickly. End of this week, beginning of next. He comes to the house, though, so that's something.
It does seem a lot of fuss to make if Mike's getting better.
Well, we want to make sure he stays better. Anyway, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. And now I want to concentrate on making sure that Brenda has a good birthday.
They've nearly finished their tea, Dad. What are we going to do next?
How about a nice quiet video?
Dad, they can do that any time.
Ah, pass the parcel?
That's for kids.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was forgetting you're 11 now.
Take them next door, will you, Mike? Huh? Then I can start clearing up in here.
Right. Kids, have a bit of hush now, please. Right, now, if you'd like to follow Brenda into the living room, you can all take part in the great Willow Farm treasure hunt. Yeah, all right, all right, don't push.
There we go.
That's it.
Oh, isn't it quiet?
Oh, you're a better woman than I am. Catch me having children rampaging all over my house.
Well, Brenda's been through a lot these last few months. I wanted to make this special.
Emma says it's the best party she's ever been to.
Oh, William and Edward have certainly enjoyed themselves. Sorry about that trifle.
Oh, don't worry. The carpet needed cleaning anyway. Well, perhaps I should start clearing up then.
No, you sit down. You've had quite a day.
Mike certainly seems very cheerful.
I think he was more worried about seeing that psychiatrist than he let on.
He was like the Pied Piper with them children.
Hey, I could have drowned our William this afternoon. He really showed me up.
Why? What did you do?
I was fetching him from school and I was having a bit of a chat to his teacher. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you know Mrs. Potter's her great aunt?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
She was telling me about the trouble they had this week with the minibus.
Oh, I heard about that.
Anyway, she said where she lives, they do their own service when the vicar ain't there. So our William pipes up. Mum could do that. She's got the loudest voice in the village.
Don't they show you up sometimes?
Oh, dear. Hey, you know, it's not a bad idea, though. Maybe we should think about it.
Yeah, the old folks would never stand for it. I mentioned it to Joe, and he said it was ungodly.
Well, he's a Methodist, isn't he?
Don't stop him thinking he's an expert on the Church of England. He said as the vicar would never agree.
Well, I don't think that's true. He's very approachable. He's been a lot of help to me and Mike these past few months.
Oh, wouldn't hurt to ask him.
Oh, hello, Mike. Had enough, have you?
Oh, I could do with a breather.
So where are they now?
Upstairs.
There's nothing they can hurt themselves on.
No, I checked it all out. Look, how about a nice cup of tea, eh?
You two sit still. You've done enough. I'll make it.
Oh, Ta. Oh, no. No peace for the wicked.
Dad, they want you back.
Huh?
Why? What's happened?
Nothing. They just think it's more fun when you're playing.
Oh, now there's a compliment.
They like your tea.
Oh, thank you. So, you're having a good time.
I'm having a brill time. I think this is the best birthday I've ever had.
Look at it. Just look at it.
I thought you'd be pleased. It's a lovely polish.
I didn't want it polished.
You did?
But not like this. Where's my tankard ring?
What?
There was a very old ring mark on this table. I like to think some old squire slopped his ale over it one night.
I didn't realise you were such a romantic.
This table had an ambiance, a history. I suppose you fill the spur mark up too.
What?
There's a mark scored underneath. I like to think that one of Marlborough's...
Oh, I'm sure it's still there. You really don't need to check.
Coming home from the wars in France, not bothering to take his boots off. Kenton, what's that?
You found it. Oh, good.
This joint has been repaired.
Wasn't it like that before?
You know it wasn't. I lend you my table in all good faith and you bring it back to me days late like this.
It's a very good repair. No one will notice it.
I'll notice it. How did you do it anyway? Have you been standing on it? Oh, Kenton, if you weren't my nephew, I think I'd sue you.
You want the truth?
I do.
I didn't borrow it to put in the window. I lent it to the video company.
Oh, Kenton.
I know I was wrong. I know I should have asked you, but I didn't think you'd let me have it. And I wanted so much to do well. I wanted so much for my first deal with Nelson to be a success. And I'm sorry.
And they broke it?
Yes.
And it was late because you were having it repaired?
Yes. Honestly, it is a very good repair. I got the best man. And I'm sorry about the polish, but I really thought you'd like it.
I see.
Well, go on. Keep shouting at me. I deserve it.
Kenton, do you remember your Uncle Jack?
Of course.
I seem to recall you two got on quite well.
Oh, yes. He was a great bloke. Always full of schemes.
Yes, he was.
We had a lot in common. I mean, he was the eldest, too. And he didn't get the farm like I haven't.
He didn't want it. Said it would tie him down too much.
I know the feeling. Oh, I see. You mean I remind you of him?
Just now you did, very much. And you said you wanted your first deal to be a success so much you were prepared to go to any lengths to get it.
Well, I didn't exactly... I'm sorry. I see what you're saying.
Do you? I'm trying to tell you it isn't worth it. Not in the end. Jack was too good a person to live with what he'd become. It destroyed him.
Here we are. One genuine Ormolu clock.
Oh, yes. That's very pretty. What do you think, Robin?
It's charming. Are you very fond of this art?
Is that a subtle way of finding out how much I'm asking for it?
It's the thought that counts, isn't it, Robin?
Good heavens, Nelson, are you expanding? One antique shop not enough for you?
The clock's for me.
Do you two know each other? Caroline, this is Roger Travers Macy.
Hello.
I think I saw you at Grey Gables.
And our new vicar and vet, Robin Stokes.
What a fascinating combination. Things have certainly changed since I lived here.
Oh, you're a native.
No, I used to be when I was married to Jennifer. You haven't seen her, have you? I'm supposed to be meeting her here for lunch.
No, I'm afraid not.
You must be Debbie's father.
Yes, that's right.
She's a lovely girl.
I know. Oh, look, here's Jennifer now. Punctuality was never one of her virtues.
Sorry I'm late.
I'm used to it.
Oh, hello, Robin. Caroline, Jennifer. I had to come in with Mum, you see. That's why I'm late.
Oh, dear.
Has Kenton taken her table back yet?
Yes, she wants a word with you about that, Nelson.
I bet she does.
Anyway, I thought maybe we should lunch elsewhere.
Is she that angry?
I'm here if you need a conciliator.
Don't you think that might be better, Roger?
Where is she now?
She's gone to the bank. I said I'd pick her up later. So if we go now...
Shane will be heartbroken.
Another time, perhaps?
Yes, of course. Come on, Roger. I haven't got very long.
Yes, right. Bye, everyone.
Bye. So, that's Debbie's father.
I just hope she hasn't inherited his temperament.
You knew him well?
Well, I wouldn't say that, but he was a bit of a legend.
A ladies' man? Yes, I can see that.
Poor Jennifer.
Oh, they were very happy. She was the love of his life, until he met the next one.
Well, I can't see Debbie following in those footsteps.
And neither can I.
A faithful type, you think, like our mother?
Nelson, I've got a bone to pick with you.
And the voice of a turtle was heard in the land. Peggy, my dear, surely not.
Yes. Why haven't you, Bob? But I just feel that if there are two partners in a new business venture, it's up to the older and more experienced one to make sure the other doesn't go astray.
I think Nelson's been doing his best.
Indeed, I have.
Oh, yes, truly, Mrs. Woolley. I can bear witness to that.
I'm not trying to excuse Kenton. What he did was very wrong. But I want him to stop doing it.
So do I.
And he's so easily led.
Let me assure you, I shall be leading him firmly in the direction of the straight and narrow. And if there's anything I can do to make up for the trouble he's caused you...
Oh, what a pretty clock, Caroline. Have you just bought it?
No. Nelson bought it in for me to take a look at.
But I haven't... That someone gave Jack and me one very similar for a wedding present. Jack threw it away when it got broken. I was furious, but it was a long time ago.
Were you? Caroline, I don't suppose...
I don't think it's fair to put pressure on Caroline.
It was one of my treasures. But Jack never really liked it. And I suppose in those days one never knew the value, really.
Oh, all right, Nelson. Stop looking at me like that.
Peggy, my dear, let me present you with this clock on behalf of Kenton and myself as a small reparation for the trouble we have caused you.
Oh, I couldn't possibly take it. Caroline wanted it.
No, really, Mrs. Woolley, it's all right.
She is a very generous girl.
Must be your good influence.
No, don't worry, Caroline. I'll find you another clock. At least Kenton will. That should keep him out of mischief.
Listen up. Have you told Brian?
Oh, no, but I will if I need to. There didn't seem to be much point in upsetting him.
When this might be the last you ever see of me.
Don't say that, Roger. I'm sure we can... Oh, no, I can't believe it.
What's the matter?
Well, look there in the street. That's Jill, isn't it?
I really can't see.
Oh, I'm sure she saw us.
More boring explanations?
Well, I told her we'd met. Before I told Brian, I mean. What's she going to think?
I've made your life very complicated, haven't I, Jennifer?
Oh, no, no, it's my fault.
Perhaps I should just go away again.
No, I mean, I don't think it would be good for Debbie. I really don't. She said...
What? What has she said?
Well, she said that it's helped her to understand herself and put parts of her character in context.
I see. Nothing soppy about liking me.
Oh, she does. But she don't admit it to herself. And that's why I think it would be bad for her if you went away now. She's just got to sort out her feelings. And Brian, well, Brian's irrelevant, really.
What?
Well, to this situation, I mean. Debbie knows she loves him. There's no conflict.
Unless we're in the same room. Yes, I can see now that wasn't a good idea.
Oh, it's one of mine, so it was bound to be a disaster.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
No, if I hadn't tried to force the issue, I wouldn't have pushed Debbie into this corner.
Do you think you can lure her out of it?
I don't know.
Oh, Jennifer, please try. You don't know what it's meant to me seeing her again after all these years. Seeing you.
Me?
I know I don't deserve a second chance. I realize how much I've hurt you.
Do you?
I don't blame you for not trusting me.
Oh, Roger.
What?
Oh, the clichés. I can't stand it. Be honest with me, for goodness sake.
You remember when I left you?
Oh, no, no. I've forgotten all about that. Of course I do.
Sorry. That was silly.
Well, it was typical. You seem to think I'm some sort of superwoman. Fate deals me these blows, and I just bob up again. It wasn't like that.
It wasn't for me either. I nearly came back.
When?
As soon as I'd gone.
You've already seen that. Your second wife.
No, but you can want two things at once, you know.
But you chose her.
You didn't make it easy, Jenny.
Roger.
I didn't want to go. A big part of me didn't want to go. She's left me now.
Is that why you've come back?
Of course not. It was 2 years ago we split up. I can live on my own now. Jenny, I've thought about you so much. And I've thought about Debbie, and I don't want to lose her again. So please help me, Jenny. I know there's no reason why you should, but if you ever loved me, help me keep in touch with my daughter now.
So, you're quite sure Cameron isn't just going to take the farm back in hand?
No, I don't think so.
Wouldn't that be the easiest thing to do?
It might cost money. More manpower, machinery.
He's got money, hasn't he?
He might think he could use it more effectively elsewhere.
Look, Dad, he's just discussed it with me generally. He hasn't shown me a balance sheet.
He took you to see Len Roberts with him.
I know this is difficult for you to believe, but he enjoys my company.
But if he is having a bit of a cash flow problem, he might try and sell it.
If he could. More likely to let it, I'd have thought.
Let's hope so. Elizabeth?
Dad, we're having lunch with David and Ruth today. It'll all be sorted out then. Why can't you just wait?
I suppose you're right.
You haven't forgotten I'll be out this lunchtime.
No, that's all right.
Jennifer's invited me over.
Oh, you're all right then. She can cook.
Yes, I suppose so.
Funny time for entertaining, the middle of lambing.
I don't think Brian will be there. Just the two of us, she said.
Sounds promising. Girlish secrets, do you think?
Hope not. I don't like secrets.
You and your imagination, you'd make a mystery out of anything.
Like Cameron's estate.
What's mysterious about that?
Oh, nothing.
No, come on, what did you mean?
Well, it's just... I was telling Shula about your holiday snaps.
The acres of rolling moorland, the ruined castles.
Well, there you are. Pictorial proof. What more do you want?
Yes, but... Well, Shula just thought the estate wasn't quite as splendid as you made out.
And how would she know?
Caroline's been there too, and
Caroline. You don't expect Caroline to be fair to Cameron, do you? So what, Shula thinks I'm lying?
No, of course not. No one's saying he hasn't got an estate in Scotland.
5,000 acres. You'd be pretty pleased if you got a 5,000-acre farm.
That's not very big for Scotland, is it?
Well, you tell me. You're the expert all of a sudden.
Elizabeth, all we're trying to say...
Yes?
Is...
I know he seems very glamorous. And, of course, being a lot older than you...
Oh, we're back to that, are we? Surprise, surprise.
We just don't want to see you get hurt.
Look, I may be a bit younger than Cameron, but I'm not some starry-eyed teenager.
No. But perhaps you're a little more serious than he is.
No, I'm not. He is serious about me. He's asked me to the Hunt Ball. Will that convince you?
No, of course not. Nothing will.
The hunt ball. He just wants to be seen with a glamorous young thing on his arm.
Of course he does. Oh, poor Elizabeth.
I'm almost tempted to call this Red House Farm thing off.
Really? But you're so keen.
I'm even keener to see Elizabeth out of that man's clutches. Perhaps the fewer connections we have with him, the better.
Hello, Jack. No, I'm sorry. I haven't come to take you for a walk. I wish I'd got the time.
Oh, here you are. Wherever have you been?
In the dairy. Where do you think?
Should have finished milking hours ago.
I should have. We had some more of those power cuts and the vacuum pumps on the blink again.
Oh, you didn't miss the tanker, did you?
No, I didn't.
Phew.
We really should get a fitter out to look at that pump.
Can't you fix it?
I don't know about that. Anyway, I'm supposed to be cooking a four-course lunch this morning, remember?
Well, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate.
That's good, because it would be. Can you put back around 11 and put the baked potatoes in?
Oh, I don't know. I've got to take the feed to the ewes.
That won't take you all morning.
I'll be miles away. You're just across the yard.
I've got to go up to the shop after I've finished this. I'll be late enough as it is.
All right, I'll try. Can't you just bung them into the microwave?
Where do you think I'm cooking all the other stuff? I hope this is worth it.
It will be. Those 80 acres would make all the difference. We could keep all the young stock up there, and that would give us more room for milkers at Brookfield.
More work in the dairy.
Hey, I thought you wanted more responsibility. You were as keen on the idea as me last week.
I still am. I just don't see why we can't make a proper appointment with Cameron in his office. Why has he got to be wined and dined?
Because that's what he's used to. There are other people he can consider letting it to, you know.
If he's considering letting it at all.
Besides, this way, we can play the Lizzie card.
I can't see Elizabeth being that bothered one way or the other.
No, but Cameron must know Mum and Dad aren't very keen on their relationship. If he wants to get well in with them...
Oh, no, David, I don't think so.
Don't you?
No. I can't see Elizabeth taking any notice of what they think, and I don't think he's that serious.
Well, she thinks he is.
She would, wouldn't she? I don't think this psychological game playing is quite your style, pet.
Oh, thanks very much.
It isn't mine either. We should just concentrate on putting forward a business-like case.
Oh, David, I'm glad I caught you. Hello, Jet.
Mind your sticks on that icy patch, Phil.
It's about this lunch of yours with Cameron.
Oh, don't worry, Dad. Ruth and I were just discussing strategy.
Remember, I don't want you to agree to anything without consulting me.
No, of course not.
Why don't you come along, Phil?
I think it might be a good thing if I'm not there. Now, if he makes you an offer, and you say you've got to discuss it with me, it'll give us time to think it over.
So Mum got a free clock out of it. She's not as daft as she looks.
Not much compensation for having a table ruined.
I don't suppose it is. You know how she fusses.
With good reason from the sound of it. Honestly, Kenton, I don't know where I went wrong with him.
Mum says he reminds her of Dad.
Me too, I'm afraid. Of course, your father could be charming, but...
He wasn't the most stable personality. Any more soup?
Yes, please, it's delicious.
Maybe there's something in heredity after all. Nature, not nurture. No one could have provided a more stable environment than you have for Kenton.
Doesn't seem to suit him. Maybe he should never have left the Navy.
It's a pity Dad isn't still around.
You think he'd understand him better than we do? They were very close when he was small.
That's why I think it's so important Debbie carries on seeing Roger.
Is this why you've asked me to lunch?
I find it so helpful to be able to talk to you, Jill. Everyone else is too close to the situation.
I'd really rather you didn't involve me in any more secrets.
Oh, there aren't going to be any more. I know it can't have looked that way when you saw me and Roger yesterday, but...
Saw you and Roger? I didn't.
In Worcester?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm going to tell Brown and Debbie all about it anyway.
Don't they know? Oh, Jenny.
Look, let me explain. Debbie's decided she doesn't want to see Roger anymore. After our dinner party last week...
I did have my doubts about that.
Yeah, and you were quite right. It's all my fault. Stupid of me to imagine that Roger and Brian could be friends.
It is asking a lot of Brian and Debbie.
Well, of course. I should have realised that. But that doesn't mean that Debbie's got to stop seeing Roger.
But if that's what she's decided...
Well, that was my fault too. I backed her into a corner where it seemed to be the only solution. I'm sure it'd be a mistake.
Are you?
Well, yes. And as we said about Kenton and Dad, you know, she is like Roger in some ways. And it'll help her to understand those parts of herself. And more important, it'll start to heal the hurt of being rejected by him.
She doesn't behave like someone who feels rejected. Brian's been such a good father.
Do I?
What?
Well, Roger rejected me too. And I felt rejected, I can jolly well tell you. But you cover it up, don't you? But it's there, all the same. Brian's been marvellous, of course. But until Roger came back, it was all unfinished business.
That's one way of looking at it. What about letting sleeping dogs lie?
But he didn't. He woke them up. Maybe that was a mistake. I don't think so. But anyway, if she stops seeing him now, it'll be worse than if he'd never reappeared in the first place.
Are you sure you can trust him, though, not to disappear again?
Oh, he's changed, Jill. He bitterly regrets it. If you could have heard him yesterday begging me to try and persuade Debbie to
so
see...
So you will.
I got it all worked out this time. We won't involve Brian. I don't mean we'll keep it a secret, but Roger needn't come round to the farm. And we love Brian. He's got no reason to doubt
yes,
that.
But Jennifer...
So how can the odd meal or visit to the theatre hurt him?
What do you think of the decor? Gross, isn't it?
Shh. They'll hear you.
David knows what I think of his taste.
Well, it's very practical.
Dull, you mean? Emulsioned wood chip. Boring.
It wouldn't look so bad with a few well-chosen prints.
Please don't suggest it. Green-faced girls or waves breaking at sunset. I can just see it.
Elizabeth, don't be cruel.
It's hunger. It always makes me bitchy. Oh, I wish they'd hurry up.
They have both been working.
It doesn't take that long to bung frozen dinners in the microwave.
Elizabeth. Sorry about the hold-up. It's all under control now.
We're just waiting for the potatoes. David forgot to put them in.
I got held up.
It's very good of you to go to all this trouble on a working day.
Oh.
What have you done to the potatoes, David?
Oh, nothing. They're only baked.
I'm afraid it'll probably be about half an hour. Would you like another drink?
Yes, thank you.
Half an hour?
Oh, shut up. Have a crisp.
Maybe we should get our business out of the way first.
Ruth?
Yes. Then we can concentrate on the baked potatoes.
I think that's an excellent idea, Ruth. Let's see if we can come to some agreement, and then we can relax.
Can I put a record on, David?
No.
Perhaps you could help Ruth with the lunch.
I'd like to be in on the conversation, if you don't mind. You, Sherry?
Oh, thanks. Ruth's very keen on us acquiring the land. She wants to expand the dairy.
That's your responsibility now, is it?
It seems to be.
Well, David and Dad are the partners.
I couldn't let to a partnership. There has to be a named tenant.
You're thinking of letting, then?
I'm keeping all my options open. You'd be interested.
Yes, we would.
In principle. What did you have in mind?
How many kinds of tenancy are there?
Well, actually, Elizabeth, at least two. But we're jumping the gun a little. Of course, in some ways, it would be easier to let to an existing tenant.
What, Tony? He hasn't got the resources we have.
Well, they are the Grundys, of course.
Oh, please, I thought this was a serious discussion.
It is. And to be serious for a minute... You must be aware that letting to you has one major disadvantage. I could lose control of that land for 40 years or so.
Why?
Elizabeth, don't you know anything? A tenancy lasts till the tenant's death.
And you're not prepared to do that?
I'd be reluctant at the moment. But there's a compromise. I could let it to you under a ministry license. For a fixed term of 5 years.
Hmm. Well, I suppose that would be better than nothing.
How would that affect the position of the farmhouse?
I hadn't thought.
What do you want another farmhouse for?
Do I take it that you're interested?
We might be.
Well, I'll have to talk it over with Dad.
Yes, of course, but I'd appreciate a quick response. I'm anxious to get this matter settled.
So that's the deal. A short-term tenancy. Better than nothing, I suppose.
Oh, no, it's not. You think, David, it'd take us 2 or 3 years to turn the land round to our way of farming, and then, when we got it right and expanded the herd...
We'd have to give it back again. Uh-huh. Yes, that thought had crossed my mind.
There's nothing in it for us at all.
I suppose you're right. It just seems a pity to let a golden opportunity slip away.
Are you sure it will?
What, you think he might change his mind if we stick to our guns?
I think it's a very odd offer to have made in the first place. It's a compromise because he can't make up his mind.
Yes, you could be right. He did seem a bit dithery about it.
Well, look at his options. He doesn't want to farm it himself. He doesn't want to sell it. He's got to go for a tenancy.
He could be looking at other tenants.
Did he say he was?
Well, he did mention the Grundys.
There you are. Can't be serious.
I'm surprised Tony isn't in the running as an existing tenant.
Well, perhaps he feels fully committed already.
They did put a lot of money into that new dairy.
And he's taken on that extra land. Mm. No, I think we're the best hope Fraser's got.
It'll be interesting to see how he reacts when I ring him. Oh, hello, love.
Have you decided?
Yep. He's made us an offer we can easily refuse.
Oh. Oh, well... That's that, then.
Not necessarily.
No, it just wasn't worth it, Ruth. If we bought more milk quota, expanded the herd...
I thought maybe he might be prepared to extend it.
Dad thinks if we hold on, he'll offer us a proper Tennessee.
Do you?
What was your impression? Did you get the feeling he was absolutely sold on it, or that he'd got other offers up his sleeve?
He's so smooth, it's difficult to tell.
Yes, and your concentration isn't helped by having Elizabeth there sniping all the time.
But no, now you mention it. He just seemed to want to get shot of the place as quickly as he could.
There you are, then. Let him look round and discover we're the best option he's got.
Yeah, and Red House Farm may be ours after all.
Well, the land. I'd be happier if you could hang on to the farmhouse.
Oh, I don't know. We might find a use for it.
Well, I don't know what. Now, if we'd had it before we built you the bungalow... Still, the land's the important thing. If we have to take the house, well, so be it.
It's a shame he's out this afternoon. I'd like to get on with it.
No, there's no rush. Time's on our side. He's the impatient one. I think Len might get out by Lady Day after all.
Goodness, I've caught you.
Marjorie, whatever's the matter? Something wrong with one of the dogs?
No, the girls are fine. But I had to pop into Borchester, so I thought I'd try and catch you before you get too busy.
It's all right. Surgery doesn't start for another 10 minutes. What's the problem?
It's a church matter. I know I shouldn't bother you with it when you've got your vet's hat on, so to speak.
Really, it doesn't matter. It's obviously something serious.
I think so.
Not vandalism or a break-in?
No, nothing like that. It's this wretched minibus.
Oh, well, I had a word with the firm and they promised it won't happen again.
But it's too late. The damage has been done. The congregation are forming a breakaway group. They're going to stage a sit-in.
A what?
Well, isn't that the right term? They're going to hold their own service without you there.
Oh, is that what all this is about?
Well, I've had a terrible week.
I'm sorry to hear that, Marjorie, but...
I've been approached by all these factions. Of course, I didn't want to worry you with it.
Well, I wish you had, because I'm sure...
Well, first it was Tom, then it was Carrie, and Susan, and... yesterday was the worst. They've joined forces, you see.
I know.
They're all set on doing this service, and they actually asked me, you know.
They came to see me, too, if you mean Clary and Tom.
Oh, thank heavens. I couldn't bear to think of this conspiracy going on behind your back.
It's not really a conspiracy, Marjorie. In fact, I told them...
You told them it was out of the question. That is a weight off my mind.
No, I told them I thought it was a splendid idea.
You did what?
Marjorie, my dear, don't think I don't appreciate your loyalty. And I'm sorry you've been so worried. But it really is quite common where a vicar has more than one church to guard.
Well, just because it's common doesn't mean that we have to do it in Ambridge.
No, but you know how resistant people have been to the minibus scheme.
Well, they haven't given it a chance.
Well, they've done something better. They've come up with a positive solution to the problem. I'm delighted.
How can you be? A service without a priest. I mean, it's not Christian.
I think that's exactly what it is. Well, no priests in the early church, you know. Just house meetings. Where two or three are gathered together in my name.
So everyone keeps quoting at me. But I really don't see that it's relevant. Neither, if you'll excuse me, is the experience of the early church. We're not a persecuted minority. There's a perfectly good service they could go to.
Grudgingly and grumpily. That's not very Christian either. I'm sure this service of theirs will be great fun.
Fun?
And offered to God in the true spirit of worship. I'm only sorry I shan't be there myself.
Well, I'm not going.
You won't be playing the organ for them?
Certainly not.
Oh, that's a pity. I expect they were rather banking on it, with Phil laid up.
Well, even if I approved, which I don't, I should naturally consider it my duty to attend the church at which you were preaching.
I'm very flattered and touched. But it's a shame you won't be there to keep an eye on things for me.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
Look, I really do have to sort out my post and stuff now. But are you busy this lunchtime?
No.
Well, why don't I meet you in the ball? Then we can discuss the implications of all this over a drink.
Are you busy, darling?
Oh, I just want to get this information on desk before I get down to the bull.
Is that the riding scheme?
Yeah, I'm making a list of other farmers in the Midlands who have them in case Dad needs to get in touch to ask their advice.
Oh, that was enterprising of you. Must have been a lot of work.
Oh, a few phone calls.
Oh, I'm sure Brian appreciates it. Oh,
I hope so.
Oh, he does. He doesn't have favourites, of course. But if he did have a favourite daughter...
What's this about, Mum?
I'm just saying that you and Brian have a very special bond.
I know.
Nothing can alter that.
I hope not. Is this about Roger?
Yes. I had lunch with him on Wednesday.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, it's all right. Okay, it was wrong of me to try and force some sort of false relationship on Roger and Brian.
I'm glad you see that.
It was particularly stupid because it made things so difficult for you. Your relationship with Roger was, well, something I should have left for you to sort out.
Well, it doesn't matter now, does it?
Well, I think it does. I think if you want to see him again, you should.
And I suppose Roger didn't put any pressure on you to try and persuade me?
He said he loves you, darling. Of course he does.
Easy enough to say that now.
Look, Debbie, I do think it would be a good thing if you saw him occasionally, but that's because it would be good for you.
How?
I've done a lot of hard thinking about myself since Roger came back. You see, when he left, I couldn't afford to let myself know how rejected I felt. I got two small children to look after, and I just had to get on with it. And then I met Brian, and everything seemed to be all right again.
It was.
Well, no, it wasn't. I don't mean that I didn't love him. Of course I did. But, well, a little bit of me always felt that he was doing me a favour and taking on an abandoned woman, that I should be grateful.
He never made me feel like that.
Oh, he didn't make me. I made myself.
Well, this is all very interesting, Mum, but what's it got to do with me?
Well, I'm talking about being honest with yourself, Debbie. Being, well, honest about relationships. And I think you want to go on seeing Roger, don't you?
Yes, I suppose I do. I do like him, and...
Well, there's no reason why you shouldn't. The odd meal, the trip to the theatre, that won't hurt Brian. And it'll help you. Sure it will.
I suppose it wouldn't hurt to try.
Oh, good. Now we've all had time to consider the implications and face our own feelings. Well, I think everything's going to be all right.
Yes, Mum. But you always do.
So you really think I should help them out?
Quite frankly, Marjorie, I don't know how they're going to manage without you.
There aren't many musicians in the village, it's true.
I didn't mean just the organ playing. You were the one who coached people for the gospel reading.
Yes. Still a lot of work to be done there, I'm afraid.
And taking the bishop's certificate means that you have a good grasp of the liturgy.
I expect they're going to abandon that altogether.
Oh, Tom Forrest? Well, I shouldn't think so.
It might be politic if there was someone there to curb their wilder excesses.
It would be a weight off my mind.
Oh, well, if you put it like that...
You'll do it. Oh, Marjorie, I'm so pleased.
Are you two all right? I'm sorry there isn't anyone to serve you.
Oh, we can make our drinks last, can't we, Robin?
Sid's taking me to the airport, you see, and he's just sorting things out with Debbie and Clary.
You're off on your skiing holiday.
Yeah.
I think you young people are so sensible, the way you don't feel the need to stick to each other like limpets.
Kathy, what are you doing here?
Well, I'm just making a last-minute check.
Oh, go make a last-minute check on your cases. Sid wants to take them out to the car when he's finished in the Plowmans.
Oh, yes. Right. Bye, Robin. I'm Marjorie.
Bye. Have a good time.
Goodbye.
Oh, I'm a really neurotic traveller. I always put my passport somewhere so safe I can't find it.
There's my toothbrush with me. I always forget it.
Everything all right in here? We should be going soon.
Yeah, everything's fine, Sid. Don't worry.
Kathy seemed in good spirits, Sid.
Oh, yes, yes. I think she's going to enjoy herself. Excuse me a minute, would you? I just need a word with Debbie before I go.
Well, of course. Marjorie, I think we ought to talk about the hymn.
Debbie, keep an eye on Clary for me, would you? She's in a bit of a state this morning.
Oh, dear. Why's that?
Well, she finally sent off those forms about Joe's fine, but... He's still saying the figure she suggested was too high.
How much did she think they could manage?
200 a month.
Oh, that is a lot.
Yes, but if the alternative's having a debt hanging over you... Oh, dear, what's the time? Perhaps I should give Kathy a shout.
Sid Perks, you don't!
Hey, why, what have I done now?
What's this supposed to be? Ooh, looks like a birthday present to me.
Oh, no, you weren't supposed to find that until you unpacked. It was meant to be a surprise.
Well, I'm glad I did, so I can thank you in advance.
What a charming idea.
You're not to open it till your birthday, mind.
I shan't. It'll be something to look forward to. Thanks, Sid.
I'd forgotten how beautiful it is up here.
I thought it would be quiet. Not many people come up Lakey Hill in the winter.
One of your favourite walks.
Oh, yes. I used to do a lot of thinking up here.
It's where you came when you found you were pregnant with Adam, wasn't it?
Yes. And met Grandad. Oh, it seems a lifetime away. Fancy you remembering.
I remember a lot about you.
Do you?
Of course, we came for a lot of walks up here ourselves.
Adam used to pretend he was a sheep.
It was quite something in those days, taking on a girl with an illegitimate baby.
I didn't take you on. I fell in love with you. I didn't give it a second thought.
Do you think I make a habit of it? Finding men to pick up the pieces?
My impression was you fell in love with me.
I did. Anyway, so I think it's okay. Debbie will see you again.
I'm glad.
I don't know when. I didn't want to push her, but I'm sure it'll be soon.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Away from Home Farm, of course.
Of course.
So I don't suppose we shall meet again.
Don't you?
Oh, stop it, Roger. Give me some help.
You didn't want to put pressure on Debbie. I don't want to put pressure on you.
I don't want to make a fool of myself again.
Darling, you never did. I was the fool. I want to see you again. Does that help?
Yes.
And you want to see me?
Yes.
But you don't want to hurt Brian either.
I love Brian, really, I do.
I'm sure, but you can love two people, like I said.
But then you choose, don't you?
I chose wrong, Jenny. I wish I'd never left you. I know that now. I knew that the minute I looked over and saw you at Grey Gables.
I love you, Roger. I never stopped loving you.
Oh, sweetheart. I never meant this to happen. You do believe me, don't you? I never meant to cause you more pain.
You're not.
I thought I'd see you happy, and that had convinced me there was no hope left.
So you did hope.
I told you. Leaving you was the biggest mistake I ever made. I love you, Jennifer. I always will.
Archers was written by Mary Cutler, and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was edited and directed by Vanessa Whitburn in our Pebble Mill studios. And now here's a gale warning. Attention all shipping, especially in sea areas, Baileys, southeast Iceland. The Meteorological Office issued the following gale warning to shipping at 1010 GMT today, Sunday. Bailey, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly gale force 8, expected soon. And that's the end of the gale warning. Our newsstand with Reggie Nadelson.
Good morning. I'm just back from a visit home to New York. My suitcase is full of magazines. I'm drowning in magazines. Did you know there...